We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Yankees took care of the Orioles. The Mets get set for a very big series against the Atlanta Braves. Not because I'm dreaming about the National League East. I mean, I am dreaming about the National League East, but why the hell not? I dream about everything. I dream about the Jets winning the Super Bowl, too. Doesn't mean I think it's going to happen. But a very big test against an Atlanta team that, despite their recent bullpen issues, has obviously had a very good year. They're the second-best team in the National League. They've gotten some good pitching performances, including by the guy they have to go up against tonight, Max Fried, who's had a very good season. Mike Soroka, they're luckily missing, one of the candidates to win Rookie of the Year. Guy's had a brilliant year for Atlanta. But what I want to see, and it's important, is how this team again bounces back. That was what was so impressive a couple of weeks ago in Pittsburgh. They lose that Friday night game, which feels like a month ago, but they lose that Friday night game. They gave Steven Matz the early lead. Steven Matz really struggles. We saw the manager, Mickey Callaway, not try to keep the game close by going to Seth Lugo in a one-run game. Bullpen lets it slip away. Mets lose to the Pirates on that Friday night. And they bounce back. I mean, look at the way they bounce back. They win the last two games against the Pirates. They took care of the Marlins. They win this series against Washington. And that's the key. Because the comparison that I have thought of over the last few weeks, it's the NBA team that's down by 25, which is where the Mets were, you know, seven or eight games back out of a wild card spot. They're down by 25. They make that ferocious comeback. They even it up. But sometimes that NBA team completely runs out of gas. They lose the game anyway. Well, the Mets over the last 3 weeks, they have overcome the big deficit. They were double-digit games under 500. It felt like they were dead. We all thought they were dead. They have now had that run that Joe and I would always say they would need to have if they ever wanted to be in a pennant race, if we ever wanted to take them seriously. Well, they've done it. They've pulled it off. And you win 15 out of 16 or whatever it is, that's pulling it off. That's getting yourself back into it. Now what do you do? Now what happens when you go to Atlanta and take on a team that's better than you? And you have to go on the road where the Mets overall have not had a lot of great success this year. And it starts here. It starts with the starting pitching because that's the part of their team that's better than a lot of other teams in the National League, if not every team in the National League, maybe outside of L.A., who's had a great year out of Hyun-Jin Ryu. Walker Buehler's tremendous. Clayton Kershaw's had a very good year. So forget the Dodgers. They're on another level. Mets starting pitching is what makes them good. So when Zach Wheeler goes down to Georgia tonight, they need a big-time performance out of him. Because anytime the Mets get five innings out of their starting pitcher, like we saw on Sunday with Jacob DeGrom, or even six innings out of their starting pitcher, they're asking a lot out of a bullpen that is never going to be their strength. It's never going to be that. Could it be halfway competent? Sure, that's possible. I think it's reasonable to say maybe they'll be average, but it's never going to be their strength. So more than any other team in this sport, the Mets need innings from their starting pitchers. Now, I think Mickey Callaway, and I said this last week when we had him on, when Mickey said, I'm going to push my starters. We're going to let the horses ride. For the most part, we've sort of seen that. We saw him allow Marcus Stroman to start the seventh inning when he probably shouldn't have. Maybe he could have pushed Noah Syndergaard a little bit more on Saturday. I thought he was right to take Jake out on Sunday because not because of pitch count, not because of innings, but I thought he was shaky in that fifth inning. But we have seen him start to let these guys go. And Zach Wheeler should be the president of letting these guys go because Zach Wheeler is the unlikeliest of the guys in this rotation to be on the team next year. So I'm not saying let Zach Wheeler's arm be damned, but I guess I am saying let Zach Wheeler's arm be damned. If he's out 105 after 7 and he's looking good, let him pitch an eighth. Because God knows you don't want to go to this bullpen. And even when you do, think about it this way. Even when you do, let's say tonight, I'll give you a hypothetical. The Mets have a two-run lead. Zach's giving you seven strong innings. And Mickey says to himself, well, I've got Seth Lugo. Seth Lugo hasn't pitched in 2 days. There was an off day. He didn't pitch Sunday. I can stretch him out for two innings. He can get me the last six outs. Great. And let's say Seth Lugo comes in and does exactly that and gets the job done. All great. Except the problem is, you don't have him tomorrow. So every time you use Seth Lugo, you're using a bullet. You're using a valuable bullet. And you want to pick your spots when you do so. So as good as Seth has been, and I give him credit for Saturday because the guy gives up a home run and not only gets through the inning, but then Mickey allows him to pitch the ninth inning, 1-2-3 inning. So he bounced back rather well from that. But every time you use Seth Lugo, who is the one guy in this bullpen right now you trust, you're probably not going to use him the next day. And so when you use Seth Lugo, you better make sure you need to use Seth Lugo. And when you've got starting pitchers in this rotation, that all of them can be extended, all of them can be pushed in the right situation, you definitely want to see them push. So I am really curious now to see how the Mets respond after a great homestand and after a great run that has gotten them right back in the mix in the National League wildcard race.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.